The protest is going to be happening at 4:30 p.m. at Sam Gibbons Federal Courthouse. That's where Bill Nelson's office is. So we'll be demanding an end to U.S. aid to Israel, bringing Tariq home, who's currently under house arrest in Palestine, and then also justice for Rasmiya Oda, who's a Palestinian activist here in the United States who's being persecuted by the federal government.
Well, let's take those one at a time. Tariq is a Tampa student mm-hmm. who was allegedly beat up by Israeli cops mm-hmm. and is now in Israel, but is planning to come back home to Tampa soon. What issue about that is something that you're interested in?
Well, there's a couple of things. I think Tariq is, you know, he's not an isolated case. Palestinians are persecuted by the Israeli government. And, you know, his cousin had just been murdered by settlers only a few days prior to that. And so the issue right now is that he had done nothing wrong and he was beat up by police. And now he's under house arrest with the government still looking to press charges against him for resisting arrest and also assaulting police officers.
And then you also said the first thing you mentioned was end U.S. aid to Israel. Mm-hmm. How does that relate to what's going on now in Israel and in the Gaza Strip?
So right now, Israeli forces are kind of going into more than just bombing, which is what they usually do, but they're actually bringing in ground forces. And so far, 88 Palestinians have been killed in the last couple of days. But the relationship between the United States and Israel is that the United States gives them $3 billion per year, and mostly in military aid. So the bombs and the military equipment that Israel uses to kill Palestinians is funded by, you know, the United States and our taxpayer dollars.
So why is this going to be in downtown Tampa at the federal courthouse there?
Because we're demanding from Bill Nelson to pressure the Israeli government to bring Tariq home. You know, the federal government, Bill Nelson included, has given, since the occupation started, you know, over $120 billion to Israel so that they can basically steal land from Palestinians, so they can bulldoze their homes, so they can essentially slaughter them. And so we want to end that. We don't want to have any part of that. And we want to say to the U.S. government, you know, no more aid. And the fact is, too, is that the case of Rasmiya Oda, who is a Palestinian activist out of Chicago, she's also being targeted by the federal government for being Palestinian. She lost her home in Al-Nakba, which was the catastrophe when Israel was founded. And then she was thrown into an Israeli prison, the same kind of prison that targeted Tariq, you know, many years later, of course. But since then, she became a U.S. citizen. And now, like a lot of other cases in the United States, she's also being targeted.
And finally, if people want to find out more about this protest, remind us where it is, when it is, and where they can go for more information.
It's at the Sam Gibbons Federal Courthouse, which is on Florida Avenue in downtown Tampa at 4:30 p.m. You can also find out about the event on Facebook. It's an emergency action, and USA to Israel, bring Tariq home.